Today in Alabama Ag News from the Southeast Ag Net, well, several meetings of the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Task Force have recently taken place, with more scheduled. An executive director of the task force, John Hankinson, says, in short,
we're in the middle of trying to set a long-term strategy for the conservation and restoration of the Gulf on behalf of the citizens that live around the Gulf.
As for those involved,
all the Gulf states are part of the task force, as well as key federal agencies that are needed to bring resources and expertise.
Hankinson says the Natural Resources Conservation Service has a vital role in the effort.
Well, USDA is a key piece of our task force, and their work here in the Gulf is also very important in terms of both conservation of lands, working with private landowners to help them do conservation projects on their lands, and also to look at how we can all work together to improve water quality for the Gulf, which is very important.
And during the most recent gathering of the task force, Hankinson got a firsthand look at some of that work of the NRCS.
We were moving all over Mobile County and Baldwin County, and we got to come up and see the Porch Creek tribes, some of their projects, and we covered a lot of ground.
But Hankinson adds that it was certainly worth the trip.
Well, I really wanted to see the types of partnerships that the NRCS and USDA was having with the agricultural community here in the Gulf area, because there's a lot of good work going on that's helping protect water quality, and it was really great to see what's actually going on the ground.
The next meeting is scheduled for June 1st in Pensacola, Florida. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.